What's up, y'all? It's your boy MacArt from Alkaline Talk. I'm here today with a story. Some will say good, some will say it's bad. Me, I'm at a point where nothing surprises me no more. I think it just opens the door for other things. What I do know about human and human history from studying is that they put out things that have already been out or tested or studied for 50 to 20 years. Then they put these things out to the public after those dates because they now figure the public is ready for these things. So today we have a story from U.S. News. It's a story by Carol Tanzer Miller, Health Day reporter. The title is "Science Has Created a Cow That Produces Insulin in Its Milk." Okay. Monday, March 18, 2024, Health Day News. There may be an unexpected fix for ongoing shortages of insulin. A brown bovine in Brazil recently made history as the first transgenic cow able to produce human milk in her insulin. Quote, Mother Nature designed the mammary gland as a factory to make protein really, really efficiently, explains study leader Matt Wheeler, a professor of animal sciences at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. We can take advantage of that system to produce a protein that can help hundreds of millions of people worldwide, unquote. His team, which included scientists from the University of São Paulo, described how they developed the insulin-making cow in a report published on March 12th in the Biotechnology Journal. More testing, a purification system approval from the U.S. Food Drug Administration would be needed to put the strategy to work. But insulin produced by transgenic cows could ease shortages that often make the hormone hard to come by. For the 8.4 million Americans with diabetes who rely on this to survive, insulin they're talking about. Quote, our goal was to make a pro-insulin, purified into insulin, and go from there. Unquote, Wheeler said in the university news release. Quote, but the cow basically processed it itself. The mammary gland is a magical thing, unquote. To produce the transgenic cow, a segment of the human DNA was inserted into the cell nuclei of 10 cow embryos. It contained a coating of pro-insulin, a pro-secure of the active form of insulin. Through genetic engineering, the human DNA was targeted for expression in the breast tissue only. The altered embryos were then implanted in the uteri of normal cows in Brazil, and one transgenic calf was born. Once she matured, the researchers used artificial insemination to try and impregnate her. When that failed, they used hormones to stimulate her to produce milk for the first time. Though she made less than successful pregnancies would have produced, the milk not only had detectable levels of human proinsulin, but also insulin itself. Researchers didn't expect that to happen. Still, the insulin and proinsulin would have to be extracted and purified for use, and each liter of milk contained only a few grams. Researchers don't know how much insulin would be typical. But Wheeler did a quick calculation. If a cow can make 1 gram of insulin per liter of milk, and a typical Holstein makes 40 to 50 liters a day, that's a lot of milk. A typical unit of insulin equals 0.0347 milligrams. Quote, that means each gram is equivalent to 28,818 units of insulin. Unquote, Wheeler said. And that, quote, and that's just 1 liter. Holsteins can produce 50 liters a day. You can do the math. Unquote, Wheeler said. The next step is to reclone the cow. Researchers are hopeful they will achieve greater success with pregnancy and full lactation cycles in the next generation of animals. Eventually, the goal is to create transgenic bulls, mate them with transgenic females, and create a purpose-built herd. Even a small herd could quickly outpace existing methods for insulin production without any need for highly technical facilities or infrastructure, Wheeler said. I could see the future where where 100 head herd equivalent to a small Illinois or Wisconsin dairy could produce all the insulin needed for the country, he said, and a larger herd could make the whole world supply. That's the end of the story. Ways to get rid of diabetes for the insulin real fast. We do know insulin production in diabetes. You have to cleanse the pancreas out, okay? Whether you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, I would suggest limit or stop all processed foods, and you begin to give, if you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, you begin to give your diet rich in chlorophyll. You have to cleanse the blood. And what I mean by chlorophyll is take some amaranthic greens, some dandelion greens, some kale, all right, some watercress. Any of those, you can blend them together. Blend those up and begin to drink that every day. Begin to eat leafy greens and things like that. Blend those up with some spring water, strain it, and drink 8 to 32 ounces of that a day. This is going to cleanse the pancreas out, all right? Restore insulin levels. Now, for this transgenic thing, okay? Now, this is nothing new, okay? I'm going to read something to you. They said they did this for the first time. But like I said, this has been around for at least 24 years. So they said they just produced their first set of insulin. In 2000, ag researchers generated their first transgenic cows. In 2000, ag researchers generated their first transgenic cows. Now I'm reading from Science Learning Hub, okay? Transgenic cows making modified milk, okay? In 2000, ag researchers generated their first transgenic cows. The cows produce a modified or designer milk. Ag researchers received approval in 2010 to extend its transgenic cow research. Multiple generations with the transgenic casein linings have been produced at the Crown Research Institute at Waikia Model Containment Facilities. In its 2018 report to the EPA, ag researchers noted that it had 12 transgenic cow casein cows, with the oldest born in 2023. It's 2024. I just read you a story where they said they made their first transgenic cows. Stay woke, stay sleep, stay something, stay aware, stay free. Cows with modified milk. Ag researchers, first transgenic cows had an extra bovine cow capsaicin in genes inserted to their genome. This resulted in an increased capsaicin in their milk, and the transgenic cows had their two naturally occurring capsaicin genes along with the inserted capsaicin genes. Okay. Composition of cow milk. Okay. This researcher was the first proof that transgenic technology could be used to modify milk composition in cows. Previous research by other groups overseas had focused on using transgenic cows to produce therapeutic proteins. Casein is the key to milk protein. Okay, so what I've just read and I've showed you is that transgenic cows have been around since 2023. Okay, and they're telling you that the first transgenic cow was just now upon. Now I'm going to read something else to you to prove my point. This is from the Nature of Education Knowledge Project, okay, out the library, okay, Transgenic Animals in Agriculture by Matthew B. Wheeler, okay? So this is the same guy who just wrote the report, okay? And hold on, let's go back to her story. This is Mr. Wheeler, right? Mr. Wheeler's like this, right? Our goal was to make, wait, Mr. Wheeler was like, Monday, March 18th, there may be An unexpected fix for ongoing shortages. A brown bovine in Brazil recently made history as the first transgenic cow able to produce human insulin in her milk. Now, what did I just read you a second ago? I just showed you where they've been doing this since 2000. Okay? With the oldest cow being 2000, since 2023. Now, another story by Mr. Wheeler, okay? This is a difference. That other story wasn't by Mr. Wheeler, but this one is, again, Transgenic Animals and Agriculture, okay? By Matthew B. Wheeler, Department of Animal Sciences and Bioengineering, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. The production of transgenic livestock has the opportunity to significantly improve human health, enhance nutrition, see, protect the environment, increase animal welfare, and decrease livestock disease. So this is a soft way of saying that they're going to be putting human components into the body to get you used to eating the human flesh, vaccines, and different things. It's up to you. Introduction. Animal biotechnology has been pacified in one form or another since the beginning of the domestication of animals. Many of the previously used tools of animal breeding, genetics, and nutrition have played and will continue to play an important role in the selection, propagation, and management of desirable and economically important characteristics in livestock. In the future, livestock production will rely more heavily on existing emerging biotechnological advances to produce our food, yet improvements are still needed in product composition and production efficiency, especially in growth diseases, resistance, and reproduction. Genetically modified transgenic livestock, stem cells, and other emerging biotechnologies will have important roles in producing more or higher quality food from livestock. So let's see right here. I'm going to read something. Okay. There may be potential applications of transgenic methodology to develop new improved strains of livestock. Practical applications of transgenics in livestock production include enhanced prolificity and reproduction performance, increased feed utilization, growth rate, improved carcass composition, improved milk production composition, modification of hair or fiber, increased disease resistance, development of genome of domestic livestock. The use of these tools will have a great impact toward improving efficiency of livestock production and animal agriculture in timely, more cost-effective manner. With increasing world population and changing climate conditions, such effective means of increasing food production are needed. Okay, so right here I'm looking at a picture of figure one, a liter of transgenic piglets. Transgenic sows produce up to 70% more milk than the control non-transgenic liter mates. Piglets grow up to 500 grams more during their 21-day lactation. A picture from 2013, Nature Education. Okay. So, transgenesis allows improvement of nutrients, animal products, including their quality of the whole food. So, basically, what is he saying? They're going to start improving the food with crosses of human flesh. Right now, I'm going to end this podcast because I just want you to think about that. They're going to start crossbreeding the food at a mass rate with human parts. You guys be blessed.